local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Foggy start to a rainy weekend. Dr. Bill has details coming up in just a second. Well, that's a weekend. I'm sorry, looking forward to the weekend ahead. This week is going to be ready. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up in just a second. Kane first with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from Spanish Fort and Daphne, and again, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, no problems. Halls Mill, 90, Demetropolis, if you're traveling on I-10 from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes Road, it's a perfect start to our Monday morning. The newly designed Deep South Speedway opening up on Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Get all the details on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, and a lot to do on today's show. Weather going to be a big part of the story, as that rain like we had yesterday is going to come back and then come back again, and I think come back one more time for the week ahead. Well, we'll get Dr. Bill's full in-depth weather discussion at 6:35. Big soaker was Saturday night into Sunday morning, at least at my house.
Yeah, it seemed like it wasn't going to stop yesterday morning. Just rain, but I guess we were due that after a really nice Saturday.
Yep. That rain also part of one of our top stories of the day. What's happening to our west up near Jackson, Mississippi, with the flooding on the Pearl River. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Also, maybe now we were. You know, I've asked this question of Todd Stacey and of Jeff Poor and others we have on the show. When is this Senate race going to get mean? And maybe now is when it starts. A couple stories out over the weekend, plus a new ad from Bradley Byrne, where he takes on Tuberville and Sessions. Sessions commenting back on this. Tuberville commenting back. And then I saw this this piece online, AL.com, and this is a new version of something that we talked about in the past. They call it, who is more Trumpy? Let's see, they call it... How Trumpy are you? Yeah, who is more Trumpy? We used to say, ¿Quién es más Trumpy?
Right.
To keep it bilingual on the show, ¿Quién es más Trumpy? Mm-hmm. Which used to be a feature I did on an old show called ¿Quién es más Macho? ¿Quién es más Macho? Turned into ¿Quién es más Trumpy? And it's a question Paul Gaddis has posed here, Paul Gaddis with AL.com. Would you take a bullet for President Donald Trump? And it's his question, trying to get an answer from the candidates in the Senate race. Would they take a literal bullet,
right,
for President Trump?
I like the question. I think it's a really interesting one to ask.
Right, because it makes what kind of difference of how the person will be in the Senate. I don't know, but that's where we've gone in our discussion. Yeah. So we'll get to who would take the bullet literally, who would take it figuratively. I think they'd all say figuratively. Who would actually take the bullet in their body? And he didn't specifically say where.
Is that enough to get a visit from the Secret Service? I don't know.
That you would take it for the president? No, you might get signed up.
Just to ask the question.
Because that's what the Secret Service will say, hey, you want to join? Because that's what they do. So we'll talk about that on this President's Day, not a big holiday here in our area, but I guess other parts of the country, federal government obviously taking it off to celebrate whatever they do.
Yeah, presidents.
Going to president's sales or, you know.
Mattresses.
Yeah, mattresses, linens, all that stuff. On this, I guess we get the same thing. So we got Fat Tuesday coming up next week. The rest of the country is not taking that off. So we'll work on President's Day so we can take off Fat Tuesday.
Don't tell the feds we take off on Fat Tuesday, because then they will do their best to also take off on Fat Tuesday.
Good point. Also, President Trump ran the presidential hot car around at Daytona. We'll talk about that. More on Attorney General Barr and the aftermath of him questioning President Trump's tweets and how that affected him, plus Americans coming back that had been quarantined on the cruise ship. In sports, what happened?
Well, you just mentioned the president running as the pace car at the beginning of the Daytona 500. And
hot lap.
He might have made it more laps than the rest of the field because they were postponed until today. So a special President's Day running of the Daytona 500. Also, SEC basketball. Auburn falls after having a bunch of close wins, and Alabama gets a big win over a ranked team.
All right, talk about that coming up in a few minutes, and people in and around Jackson, Mississippi are bracing for more flooding as the rains fall and Pearl River continues to rise. More on this story, Evan Haining from Westwood One.
In one neighborhood this weekend, Jackson residents paddled canoes, kayaks, and small fishing boats to check on their houses and give lifts to their neighbors. The general manager of the Pearl River Valley Water Supply District, John Sigmund, said water levels in the reservoir had been stabilized, allowing them to send less water downriver.
Overnight, we were able to stabilize the rise of the reservoir by increasing our outflows and matching the inflows. That occurred at about 3 a.m.
But Governor Tate Reeves warns that he expects the river to keep rising. A cresting of 37.5 feet was predicted overnight.
We do not anticipate this situation to end anytime soon. It will be days before we are out of the woods and the waters start to recede, and the state and our first responders are prepared and ready to act.
Now, if the Pearl hits 38 feet, a large number of homes will be flooded by 6 feet of water, roads will be impassable, and residents won't be allowed to go home for days. As some people tried to evacuate, water nearly covered fire hydrants and mailboxes in parts of Jackson. Since Saturday, the city has been handing out sandbags. Nearly 100,000 have been delivered to Hinds County, the governor said. National Weather Service meteorologist Felicia Bowser says later today, another wave of rainfall will settle in.
As such, 1 to 2 inches with the potential for locally higher amounts is expected Monday night into Wednesday morning, mainly across areas of Vicksburg, Jackson Metro, McGee, Philadelphia, to a south of Eupora area.
I'm Evan Haining.
Right, so making national news there, but that's just part of the bigger story of the flooding in Mississippi. And we got high waters back here at home, too, but we have a different kind of situation with the Tenton Delta here, with the or Mobile Tensaw Delta. I would say, first of all, if you picture it, a lot of y'all familiar with Jackson, they mentioned the reservoir. That's Ross Barnett Lake, and it sits essentially upstream from Jackson on the Pearl River. It's an impoundment and all that. And picture, in a way, even though it's bigger in size, Ross Barnett is, picture if Mobile was built downriver from Big Creek Lake, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Big Creek Lake was bigger. Then you had the water flowing through there. They're going to have to let water through to make sure it doesn't ever top the dam or anything like that. So they're letting that through that is causing the flood issue for Jackson. That a lot of Jackson, you know, you cross the Pearl River there on I-20, I think it is, coming into town. It goes, through Jackson, a lot of Jackson. So that's flooding there. The Pearl River is not below there. It's not levied or dammed. It goes the whole way down to, you cross the Pearl River when you're going into, coming out of Mississippi, about to get in Louisiana, right there, before you get to Slidell, you'll cross the West Pearl, the Pearl, the East Pearl. I think you cross the East Pearl. You cross the Pearl and the West Pearl, for sure, when you're going across. Then there's the other story of Mississippi. That's the problem. There's another whole... The Pearl River is not connected to the Mississippi River, so that's not part of the Mississippi River flooding story. That's a whole other story. You know, last year I kept talking about it. I don't think people here at home knew how bad it was, and I have, the connection. I have a friend who farms in the South Mississippi Delta, and he didn't farm last year. He did not farm last year.
Wow, that's brutal.
Y'all think what that is? I know a lot of people that have some connection to the ag community listen to this show. He didn't put a tractor in a field last year.
That's enough to put some people out of business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know there were stories of truck dealerships and all that in Jackson, some of them that were being beyond fair with people. They let them just return the vehicles, didn't repo them. They did. I mean, farmers really took it on the chin last year in the South Mississippi Delta where they couldn't flood. And that's the issue with the levees along the Mississippi River. And then you got to remember that you levy the Mississippi River, but wherever waterways come into the Mississippi River, Yazoo River, Steel Bayou, something like that, they have these floodgates on them. They have to close the floodgates so the Mississippi River won't back through the levee gap and come up into the countryside, right? So you close those gates. Well, then you get a bunch of rain in the Mississippi Delta. It's all trying to go to the Mississippi River. It can't because the floodgate is closed to protect the Mississippi River from coming in. Therefore, it backs all that water up. And wow. I know I think I put pictures up on my Instagram page about a week ago, and taking a flight over the river, you could see the massive flooding that already existed there in the Mississippi Delta. Now, on top of that, in an area that's not affected by the Mississippi River flood, you've got the Pearl River flooding Ross Barnett Reservoir, therefore flooding Jackson as well. So it's a big story over there. And I know a lot of folks from here have family or friends over in that area, so we'll keep an eye on it. Back here at home, listen, we don't have levees and we don't have the same issues for flooding. Our flooding is in areas that, well, people expect it, right? I'll show you, put some pictures up today of our cabin up on the river that's probably got 3 feet of water underneath it. I know areas along Baldwin County side, like cliffs and other landings are flooded. It's kind of normal, though. We expect it in these areas. People don't build neighborhoods right there unless you put them up on stilts. But the main reading that we watch on the Mobile River, you'll hear Captain Bobby Abrascato and I talk about Berry Steam Plant. That's the gauge there at the Berry Steam Plant in North Mobile County. It's now at 13.81 feet, and it's projected to go to 15.9. Now, 15.9, y'all, to put things in perspective, and I'm a guy that spends a lot of time on that river. I don't know the last time I saw 15.9.
Really?
Last year got very high, and I'll just have to grab the video and pictures off my Facebook page, maybe where I put it up. That was as high as we had seen it on our camp, and we're on a high bluff on the river, and we're built at 8 feet, and I probably had 2 feet of freeboard last year at 14 feet.
Wow.
So we may, for the first time, get water in our camp. We're not sure. We're looking at this. But that's to be expected. That's not neighborhoods. That's not where we live every day. But significant flooding. You had the additional rain we just talked about coming through on this. So it's affecting us as well, even though the bigger story over in the Jackson, Mississippi area. All right, talk about this some more, and we'll talk about the rain with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us around 6:35. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One person is dead and four others are in the hospital after a drive-by shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola late last night. Right now, police are searching for the person responsible. Two of the victims are listed in serious condition. The other two are stable. Police have not identified the person who was killed. Fire officials are looking into what caused a house fire in Citronelle. That fire started about 2 o'clock Sunday morning on Albert Turner Road. When Citronelle Fire and Rescue arrived, the home was in flames. A car was also destroyed in that blaze. No one was home when the fire started. Dozens of people in central Mississippi are fleeing their homes as the Pearl River continues to rise. The river is expected to crest at 38 feet this morning. The spillway gates at the Ross Barnett Reservoir are open, but that's leading to more flooding in Jackson neighborhoods. Many of the flooded areas have been blocked off. Despite the rainy weather, thousands of revelers flocked to downtown Mobile to see the Neptune's Daughters and OOI parade. Mobile police say about 7,000 people showed up for the festivities. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best. Celebrate Mobile Mardi Gras with Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavored with bits of real moon pie and her award-winning King Cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, 51 years and still dipping.
Good morning, 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Daytona 500 has been postponed by rain for the first time since 2012. The race was postponed yesterday after two lengthy delays, totaled more than 3 hours. It's set to resume at 3 p.m. today and will be broadcast on Fox. On Friday night, Grant Enfinger from Fairhope won the Truck Series race at Daytona by 1/100th of a second.
Wow.
It was a photo finish and the closest Daytona race in the history of the Truck Series. Enfinger's win is the third Truck Series victory of his career, and it comes 1 year after he lost at Daytona by just under 3/10ths of a second. Noah Gragson won the Xfinity race on Saturday. In the UFC, local MMA fighter Brock Weaver won in his debut at UFC Fight Night in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, but not in the manner that Weaver would prefer. His opponent, Kazula Vargas, was disqualified after illegally kneeing Weaver in the face while Weaver was sitting on the ground against the cage. It's illegal for a fighter to strike the head of an opponent that's on the ground with their knee. Weaver appeared to briefly lose consciousness before the referee called an end to the fight.
Vargas escapes and throws some big
right hands and a knee! That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal.
The referee immediately steps in.
I don't think he's going to call it up.
Yep, it's over.
Called time. He didn't call it off.
It's over. Yep, he's hurt bad.
Weaver from the Mohawk Band of Choctaw Indians in McIntosh, and he trains right here in Mobile at Port City MMA.
So what happens here? So they call the fight.
They call the fight. He gets the win,
okay,
even though he was unconscious. And he was actually losing the fight at the time, but still a lot of fight to go. This came at the very end of the first round.
So the way they score this is he wins.
He wins by disqualification, and he'll likely get another fight in the UFC, depending on how quickly he can bounce back from that knockout,
right?
Then that'll determine when he'll be able to come back and fight. But we're talking about a guy who was already delayed from his UFC debut. He was supposed to start right back in October, but was delayed from then. So a tough beginning to the career of Brock Weaver, but at least he starts it with a 1-0 record. In college basketball, number 11, Auburn went on the road without freshman Isaac Okoro and fell to Missouri 85-71. The loss brings an end to an 8-game win streak for Auburn. Kyra Lewis Jr., Jaden Shackelford, and Herb Jones led Alabama passed number 25 ranked LSU 88-82. The South Alabama Jags beat Louisiana Monroe on Saturday 50-49, while the USA women's team fell in a close one to Coastal Carolina 76-73. In baseball, South began their season at home with a 2-1 series win over Campbell. Hunter Stokes, who played his high school ball at Spanish Fork, hit a walk-off homer on Friday night to give the 23rd-ranked Jags a 1-0 win. They split the games yesterday, and tomorrow, Jags head up to Nashville to take on number 1-ranked Vanderbilt in a 2-game series. And in golf, Adam Scott won the Genesis Invitational at Riviera by 2 shots. It was his 14th PGA Tour win. Tiger Woods finishes dead last, his worst 72-hole score at the Genesis Invitational in his career. 625 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, seeing a little bit of fog on the interstate as traveling along 65 northbound, also I-10 over the Bayway, and as you're heading over to Daphne. But accident-free conditions continue. Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65 look good. Watch for the school buses already traveling this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. And see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us shortly. Yeah, rainy week ahead. How will it affect parades? What days? Wednesdays are rain day, or makeup day. But tonight, they're parading 6:30. How are we looking for, I think, two parades tonight? And how are we looking going through the rest of the week? We'll talk about that. I tell you this, Saturday night, so the children and I went down for the three triple play, three parades in a row Saturday night.
Oh, awesome.
Led off by the moms were the first parade. So we timed things. I've been doing this my whole life. We timed it out to be there right when the parade got to where we stand. An hour and something later, the parade got to us. We'll talk about that coming up, too.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police in Mobile are investigating a shooting on Calhoun Street. It happened this morning about 12:35. That's according to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office crime map. We contacted Mobile Police for more information. Also in Mobile County, a shooting overnight in Chunchula. It was reported about 10 minutes after the shooting on Calhoun Street in Mobile. It happened on Cleburne Road about 12:45 this morning. A woman has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for animal cruelty. Last March, Okaloosa County deputies found several dead dogs, cats, and rabbits at the home of Truth Rack. The animals all died from malnourishment. Rack admitted that she was responsible for the animals and their deaths. After she serves her prison time, she will not be allowed to own any animals. Mississippi's Department of Corrections is investigating the state's latest inmate death. Officials say an officer found 42-year-old David Lee May unresponsive in his cell in the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility Sunday morning. Corrections officials say there were no obvious injuries but plan an autopsy. The Justice Department is investigating the prison system in Mississippi. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Two charter flights carrying U.S. citizens who'd been quarantined on a cruise ship in Japan because of the coronavirus have landed in the United States.
For more than 300 American citizens who had been trapped on that Diamond Princess cruise ship, the nightmare is nearly over. The second charter plane touched down at the Texas military base, the first one landing right here at the Travis Air Force Base around 11 p.m. local time.
Correspondent Lucy Kafedoff, 14 people on the planes tested positive for the virus. General Motors says it will no longer do business in Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. It's part of the company's plan to get out of markets that don't produce adequate returns on investments. Officials in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, confirming that more than 200 million gallons of sewage has spilled into the city's waterways in the past few months. The city's old sewer pipes broke six times in December. The actor Hal Holbrook is 95 today. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. New versions of the widely used FICO scores are coming this summer. The Wall Street Journal says the changes FICO has made to its credit scoring model could mean a bigger gap between consumers with good credit and those with poor credit. People who already have high FICO scores will likely get an even better credit score under the new system, and people who struggle to pay lenders on time will see more significant declines in their scores than under previous versions of FICO. Everybody loves a winner. The latest evidence, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship last season, and their valuation jumped by 25% to $2.1 billion. That's according to Forbes' annual study. The Golden State Warriors lost to the Raptors in the finals, but their valuation still leaped by 23% to $4.3 billion. But the Warriors are still behind two major market teams that didn't fare too well last season. The lowly New York Knicks have a valuation of $4.6 billion, while the LA Lakers, now home to LeBron James, are valued at $4.4 billion. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, at least we had Saturday, Dr. Bill. good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, Saturday, let's think about the positive here. Saturday was fantastic.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. Do we have any totals for the rain we got yesterday? What are we looking at?
Yeah, 1.36 inches at the airport. So more than an inch of rain brings us over the 4-inch mark at the halfway point now in February. And for the year now, as we look at January and what we've had so far in February, we're actually above normal by 0.02. So we're just about right on normal at this point for rainfall.
It seems wetter than normal. I don't know. It maybe just because it's come lately. We had that dry patch, I guess. It seems wetter than normal. I look at, but there's two things going on, too. We were talking earlier about the flooding over near Jackson on the Pearl River, but the flooding on our rivers here. Get the rain here at home, but they've gotten a whole bunch of rain upstate, too.
Oh, yes, yes. All the way across central Mississippi and central North Alabama, they've had quite a bit of rain. I know Birmingham has had, we've had right now a total of 8.5 inches of rain. They've doubled that up in Birmingham. So, yeah, we've had a lot of days in which we've had just cloudy skies, fog, and a little bit of light rain. And that's why it makes it feel like it's been very rainy. But we haven't had those big totals yet.
All right, Dr. Bill, what can we expect for this week? We got Mardi Gras parades, I think, scheduled every night except Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going back into this period of rain and fog. Temperatures are going to be warming up. We've got a warm front now that's moving onshore. It will produce a few showers, but mainly this afternoon, mostly some isolated showers. But we will start to see fog develop, and particularly fog around the bay. The high today up to 68 degrees, so getting on the warm side today. Tonight, dense fog, and we'll see some scattered showers. The low tonight will stay in the 60s, around 62. And then tomorrow, a cold front will be approaching, and we've got a very good coverage of showers tomorrow, along with areas of fog, and we'll get into the low, possibly even into the mid-70s tomorrow. Those showers will be numerous, even into tomorrow night with fog. And then the front moves in, and Wednesday will be cooler. We'll see temperatures in the 50s during the day, with showers occurring during the morning hours. And I said 50s on Wednesday. It'd be in the 60s on Wednesday. A few showers, mainly during the morning. And then Thursday is back to a very rainy pattern again. Actually, we're going to be on the cool side on Thursday, only in the 50s, but we're going to have rain, mainly because upper air disturbances will be moving along the Gulf Coast, and it will set off showers. So the cool temperatures really come in for Thursday and Friday, with highs in the 50s. We will clear off on Friday. Saturday looks good, and then Sunday we warm up back with a few showers. So it's a seesaw thing going on here for the entire week.
That's what it seems like. So it's depending on the night is depending on the forecast here. So, I mean, tonight they roll at 6:30. And what do you think? I mean, chances are
they're going to be okay. We're just looking for a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. We will see showers increase later tonight. So I think they'll get by okay this evening. We will see a lot of fog develop during the afternoon, late afternoon, and evening hours.
All right. So that's the layout for tonight. Then tomorrow night, better chance of rain?
Yeah, tomorrow night, a better chance. Definitely widespread shower activity for Tuesday and Tuesday night. So that's a bit risky there for Tuesday evening.
All right. Well, they could probably move them to Wednesday on the rain day. How's that Wednesday look?
Wednesday, still a chance for a few showers. Temperatures will be on the mild side. And there is sort of a risk there in the evening of the possibility of showers on Wednesday. And then Thursday, widespread shower activity. And then it'll start to taper off in the evening. And then we finally clear off for Friday and Saturday.
All right. We just got to get there first. All right, Dr. Bill, also a reminder here, the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac is out, and people can pick up a copy, find out what our wettest years have been, driest years, and a whole bunch more.
All kinds of neat stuff that you'll find in the 36 pages of the Weather Almanac. You'll find copies here at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile, and also on the Eastern Shore. And our good friends over at West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. They have copies, Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. And if you're on the Eastern Shore in the Fairhope area, we've got copies at Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate. And we even have copies over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And right now, dealing with fog in Mobile and Baldwin counties, it's like August humid out there as we get started on this Monday. And it looks like Dr. Bill says it's going to be continuing off and on with the wet throughout the week. I was looking at the, and by the way, you can do this too, and it's 54 now at our studios, but you can look at our website, fmtalk1065.com. And when you go on the link for the Moon Pie Minute, number one thing you can do there is you can go binge listen to the Moon Pie Minutes that started back on January 24th and catch them through this weekend. Moon Pie Minute runs every day, not just weekdays, weekend days as well, the whole way through Ash Wednesday. And you can go back and get caught up on the story of Mardi Gras, and then of course keep up currently, like in just a second when we play today's Moon Pie Minute. But also while you're there, you can check out the parade schedule and check out what may be rain delayed, what may not be. Tonight, Order of Venus and Order of Many Faces. Order of Venus rolls 6:30, Order of Many Faces 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, that's going to be Order of Lachise. That may be in question with that forecast, and then the Stripers on Thursday. So we'll see what they do with the rain day this week.
Yeah, we're in the era of binge watch on TV, so why not hop over and binge listen to the Moon Pie Minutes and be the smartest Moon Pie Mardi Gras connoisseur of all your friends. You'll have so many facts and interesting tidbits.
You can go Cliff Clavin on them when you're standing there waiting for the parade. Say, so, well, funny fact, let me tell you this. And roll it out. Speaking of which, we had a lot of time to do that on Saturday night. The kids and I went down, and for the moms and all the parades, to Order Butterfly Maidens and Merry Mates, I think, that followed them. What I was told, but, and let me say, for MPD, hats off to MPD and some of the traffic folks that work with MPD. What a great... They had been there all day. The crew that was where we were towards the end of the parade, they had been there since the day parades, and they were still working.
That's a long day.
And they were still jovial and friendly and trying to work with everybody, because the mom's parade, I heard, and we'll check with Steve Joint, that there was a fire on one of the floats. And then I heard this story that I hadn't seen reported elsewhere, that somebody fell through a manhole. Somebody had taken the manhole cover off, and somebody fell through a manhole. I don't know if that was associated with the parade, but that was another issue they were working. But that parade was like an hour late getting to us or something like that.
Wow. So, what was your haul? What'd you catch?
Caught lots of things that blink and glow, which is cool. I like the blinky, glowy things, and some moon pies, and some beads.
Awesome.
Some bigger beads, and then some just regular beads. The children thought it was, okay. The problem is the parade had been delayed, so they were sitting there on their floats throwing stuff. By the time they got to the end, we usually think about getting at the end, because that's when people realize, oh, I got all these throws I got to get rid of, and they start chunking. But at that point, they'd already thrown most of the throws.
And your kids are Mardi Gras, you know, pros.
Yeah,
they've got some
pros.
High standards.
They do, and they talk trash, too. They're like, that's that's no good. All right, 6:43, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the Moon Pie Minute coming up right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far, state troopers have got an accident where a car left the roadway 31 north of Holly Hills Drive. It's going to be in the Bay Minette area, and we've still got a decent amount of fog this morning. But Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays across the Bayway of Crossway for now. Looks good as you're traveling from the 1065 split all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $188 a month for 36 months with $39.99 down. Model number 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile, where they can make today the day you start to feel better. Learn about the natural benefits of CBD and make tomorrow finally the day you've been looking forward to. Your CBD store of West Mobile near Greelot.
Just over a week until Mardi Gras Day, two parades on the list for tonight, and revelers rush to complete finishing touches on parades for the rest of Mardi Gras. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
At your CBD store, West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greeley. Lot.
A Gatsby night, Venus Roaring 20th, is the Order of Venus themed night. Expect 8 floats and maybe more. Mobile's man of many faces, Louis DeMert, thrilled Mobile revelers and other parade goers for some 30 years with his mimicking of famous people of his time with costumes and face makeup. Tonight, the Order of Many Faces, started by some of DeMert's descendants, parade their theme. Hey now, we're all stars. Expect 6 floats and riders without masks, but in disguise. Mardi Gras floats, for the most part, are no longer pulled by mules, and horses are mostly used for safety and crowd control. As a listener pointed out, there was a time when a 10-float parade required 60 to 80 horses and mules. Public demand required that parading societies help the city control the manure generated by these four-legged animals. Sometime changes are for the better. Missed a Moon Pie Minute? You can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. Check our website for parade routes and times. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly 4 decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One person is dead and 4 others are in the hospital after a drive-by shooting in West Gadsden Street in Pensacola late last night. Right now, police are searching for the person responsible. 2 of the victims are listed in serious condition. The other 2 are stable. Police have not identified the person who was killed. Fire officials are looking into what caused a house fire in Citronelle. That fire started about 2 o'clock Sunday morning on Albert Turner Road. When Citronelle Fire and Rescue arrived, the home was in flames. A car was also destroyed in that blaze. No one was home when the fire started. Dozens of people in central Mississippi are fleeing their homes as the Pearl River continues to rise. The river is expected to crest at 38 feet this morning. The spillway gates at the Ross Barnett Reservoir are open, but that's leading to more flooding in Jackson neighborhoods. Many of the flooded areas have been blocked off. Despite the rainy weather, thousands of revelers flocked to downtown Mobile to see the Neptune's Daughters and OOI parade. Mobile police say about 7,000 people showed up for the festivities. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Daytona 500 has been postponed by rain for the first time since 2012. President Trump was the Grand Marshal yesterday, only the 2nd president to be the Grand Marshal at Daytona. And the race, after only 20 laps, postponed. They had 2 lengthy delays, totaled more than 3 hours. Daytona 500 set to resume at 3 p.m. today and will be broadcast on Fox. On Friday night, Grant Enfinger from Fairhope won the Truck Series race at Daytona by 1/100th of a second. the closest Daytona race in the history of the Truck Series. Enfinger's win is the third Truck Series victory of his career, and it comes 1 year after he lost at Daytona by just under 0.3 seconds. On Saturday, Noah Gragson won the Xfinity race. In the UFC, local MMA fighter Brock Weaver won in his debut at UFC Fight Night Rio Rancho, but not in the manner that he'd prefer. Weaver's opponent, Kazula Vargas, was disqualified after illegally kneeing Weaver in the face while Weaver was sitting on the ground against the cage. It's illegal for a fighter to knee to the head of an opponent that's on the ground. Weaver appeared to briefly lose consciousness before the referee called an end to the fight.
Vargas escapes and throws some big right hands and a knee! That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal.
The referee immediately steps in. I don't think he's going to call it up.
Yep, it's over.
Cut time. He didn't call it off.
It's over. Yep, he's hurt bad.
Weaver's from the Mohawk Band of Choctaw Indians in McIntosh. He trains right here in Mobile at Port City MMA. In college basketball, number 11 Auburn went on the road without freshman Isaac Okoro and fell to Missouri 85-71. The loss brings an end to an 8-game win streak for Auburn. They had won 4 of their last 5 games in overtime. Kyra Lewis Jr., Jaden Shackelford, and Herb Jones led Alabama past number 25 LSU 88-82. Lewis scored 27 points, Shackelford had 26, and Jones, with one healthy hand, had a career-high 17 rebounds. The South Alabama Jaguars beat Louisiana Monroe on Saturday 50-49. The Jags have now won 4 in a row, while the USA women's team fell in a close one to Coastal Carolina 76-73. In baseball, South Alabama began their season at home with a 2-1 series win over Campbell. Hunter Stokes, who played his high school ball at Spanish Fork, hit a walk-off homer on Friday night to give the 23rd-ranked Jags a 1-0 win. On Saturday, the teams split 2 games, with South winning Game 1 12-10 and Campbell taking Game 2 7-3. Tomorrow, the Jags head up to Nashville to take on number 1-ranked Vanderbilt in a 2-game series. In golf, Adam Scott won the Genesis Invitational at Riviera by 2 shots. It was Scott's 14th PGA Tour win and came nearly 4 years since his last win. Tiger Woods finished in last place after a final day 77. His 11-over par finish was Tiger's worst 72-hole score at the Genesis Invitational and just the second time in his career that he finished last among those who made the cut. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave? What did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, fog burning off now across the Bayway as we're coming across Daphne. As you're traveling through Mobile, still accident-free. State troopers are working one where a car left the roadway, Highway 31, just north of Holly Hills Drive at Bay Minette. So far beyond that, it's been a perfect start on the way in. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
It's 6:55 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. This Monday is also the deadline for voter registration for Super Tuesday coming up March 3rd. So if you want to be voting then, you got to get registered now. This is the deadline. You have been warned. Today is the last day to register electronically. If you've already registered and you haven't moved since then, you don't have to do anything. But if you move, change voting area, those kind of things, you need to make sure to be registered today, or they won't have your name on the list when it comes Super Tuesday.
Hey, playing with fire now. Got to get out there and register.
Yeah, and it's firing up, too, in this Senate Republican primary. We'll talk more about some of the ads that have started over the weekend. It's gloves are definitely off in this. Also, what does it look like? Are we looking at a runoff coming up in the AL1 race and in the Senate primary? We'll talk about that. Also this morning, another chance this week to win them before you can buy them. It was Chicago tickets last week. This week, this is strong. This is really strong. Show coming up September 28th at 7 o'clock. Okay? So, Wharf Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
September 28th, 7 o'clock. Tickets go on sale this Friday for Def Leppard and ZZ Top.
Oh, man.
So, Def Leppard, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and ZZ Top. That show starts, the chance to win tickets starts this morning. Chance to buy tickets starts on Friday, and the show is in September. So, sometime between now and 9 o'clock, give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Def Leppard, ZZ Top, and their 2020 Vision Tour come to the Wharf Amphitheater September 28th. All right? So that's on your to-do list this morning. Probably have that number in the speed dial, 343-0106, 343-0106. And we're coming right back.